Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the 816, I love the Thursday confidence. Big eggplant emoji here. Beating Ravens by 40 on Sunday.
Wow, I like that.
I mean, it's not 35-0, but it's a, you know. Somebody said on the text line, OCD is not fun. Dusty, your mic's crooked. Solid. Because the first thing I do is look at the microphone like, is it?
But there's probably somebody going, your hat's just a little to the left or a little to the right, or your shirt isn't even or something. Like, I get it, man. If you've got that, I know exactly. I mean, I told you the other day, my dad's got it really bad. He used to check the stoves before we left, the burners, whether or not they were off. And he counts the garage doors when he leaves his house and, you know, and whatnot. So I've got a new garage door opener. It's got a camera so I can now see if my garage door is closed. That is taken away so much anxiety of doubling back and going back to the house to make sure the garage is closed. And I know people have done that, not just me.
I did it last week. 100%. Not lying. I don't know, man. The short-term memory loss is fried, but like I backed out of my driveway and I was like, did it shut? And I went back around. I was like, all right.
All right, it did. It's not the short-term memory loss. It's OCD. And do your parents have that? Do your mom or your dad or anybody like that have it? Because I know my dad does have it. My sister has it a lot worse than I do. And so when I do visit her house, I turn pictures around and stuff, like just to mess with her because I'm that guy, you know?
But my mom had it one Saturday every month, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And that was cleaning day.
Yeah.
She'd come in the room, 9 a.m., fire that blind open, rip my sheet off, and Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band got blasted on the old boombox.
There it was. Go get your house cleaning.
That's what it was. It was like, you've got downstairs in the bathroom, you've got your room in the closet, and I will check the closet. It's like, okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, my daughter's closet is piled ceiling to floor. Clean your room. Everything's in the closet. You open the closet door, you can't get in the closet.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's the only access to the attic. So if you have, like, somebody out that they got to look something in the attic, well, they can't get in there.
Yeah.
Dear Lord. Yeah, that's a weekend project. I got to go through my closet and get rid of clothes I don't wear. It's insane.
It is.
Like,
yeah.
When I run out of hangers, that's a problem. Because, like, there's been, you know, obviously, you know, shirts we get from here. Maloney gave me 2 shirts, Dayton and the sweatshirt. You start putting those things in, you don't think about it. Then all of a sudden, you're like, oh my gosh, man. Like, my bar in my closet is blowing.
Oh, yeah, you got to get rid of that stuff before that bar collapses.
Snaps.
Actually, the collapsed bar is not a bad thing because that makes you go through your stuff and start to get rid of stuff. Yeah, it's like that final straw.
Yeah, I put 74 on it.
74.
Yeah, it's Juwan Taylor. It's getting ready to snap and collapse.
Okay, I was thinking of like 6'7". I was like, what's going on here?
So
I moved on from Juwan Taylor, yeah. I guess.
74.
Yeah, what was 74? What's that mean? Well, it's very close to breaking. It, yeah. You know, anyways, gaslighting. Somebody sends a text on you. Must be talking about Gary Myers.
No,
no, that guy, absolutely not. I can't believe that picture that we had yesterday. That was funny.
I mean, our facial expressions are unbelievable in that video. By the way, my wife has told me for years you got to watch your facial expressions, right? Because I'm, Larry David a lot to, right, in
that
front
was
of people's
the best part
faces.
About the mask.
Yeah, you could make all the facial expressions you wanted, and nobody saw. And so Josh sent me a note yesterday. He goes, you got to watch your facial expressions now, don't you? I go, yep.
No doubt. Tom Brady spoke out yesterday. Again, this is weird that he like blames conflict of interest and concerns on paranoia. Cause like he sent out this like tweet yesterday, right in our meeting. And it's so funny. Cause I don't know if you picked up on this, Max. So yesterday we were in the back row and right behind us is Jay, right? Did you pick up on this yesterday? Mac looks at me and he goes, did you see this Tom Brady thing? I'm like, yeah, did you see what he's saying? He goes, Mac's like, dude, he's totally gaslighting this whole situation. I blank you not, 3 minutes later, over our shoulders is Binkley, right? So, like, we're in front. Binkley's right back. He leans over. He goes, hey, did you see his Tom Brady report?
Was he behind you when you were talking about it, though?
Yes, he didn't move.
He didn't know he was there the whole time.
And I'm like, yeah. He goes, that's weird, man. Like, I was like, you know, what do you think about Binkley? Yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it is a mess. Like, I don't understand, like, why, like, you know, we've never seen this before, so it's new. Uh-huh. Obviously, we live in a time where, you know, camera angles, cell phones, all this sort of stuff, and opinions are, you know, flying out there. But, like, I feel like there is paranoia, but I don't think it's on the people that Tom thinks. I think it's on the people that Tom knows and himself.
Yeah.
Like, you talk about, like, anxiety. Mm-hmm. This is an anxiety tweet. Like, there's nothing going on here. It's all people just blah, blah, blah. No, you are just trying to put it on us. It's almost like a narcissistic tweet where it's
it
like...
It really was,
it's like,
yeah.
You know, it's no, no, no. We're just observing because you have put us in this situation because, like, Mac and I are like, is he going to stop announcing? Is he gonna stop? And then Binkley's like, hey, did you stop, like, broadcasting? Like, that's a sweet job. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, and all of a sudden, we're, like, sitting there going, wait a minute. No, 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 no. Tom's trying to tell us that we're the ones with the problem, not him. And it's like, well, honestly, we've never seen this before. So, like, please explain.
Yeah. And you know, to me, I keep going back. We still haven't seen a coach complain about this publicly, right? We've seen former coaches complain, but they're out there trying to, you know, get clicks and all that kind of stuff. The current coaches haven't complained about it. And that's why I'm just like, okay, it's a non-issue for me. But it became an issue yesterday when Tom Brady out of nowhere has to, you know, first of all, he has a newsletter that you could subscribe to. So he put it in his newsletter that goes out. And so he basically said, I don't understand the paranoia. I do think a lot of the paranoia does come from people that aren't in the game. It's media. It's an easy topic to get people kind of fired up about. But I think the ultimate thing for me is Tom Brady is the guy who legitimately created the paranoia in the NFL because Bill Belichick and him were cheating in New England. And people do not trust Tom Brady because he has given us a track record on multiple occasions, not just, well, it was a one-off. There's been multiple investigations into him and his organization cheating. So when there's something that looks like it's on the margins with Tom Brady.
Tampering in Miami. And when they had
right,
to lose a
that's
pig.
Right. The tampering in Miami. That's exactly right. So
he was on a beach and accidentally ran into the guy.
Yeah, no, I think it was a boat or something. Yeah. Like he made it even worse. Oh, he was on a yacht and this guy just happened to be there. I don't know about that. Yeah. But so now we have three instances of Tom Brady legitimately cheating as a player in the NFL. So when something like this pops and it looks like it could be cheating and it's Tom Brady involved, you're not getting the benefit of the doubt, Tom. You have already cheated three different times in the NFL that led to investigations, that led to fines, that led to suspensions, that led to draft picks being taken away. I'm sure somebody lost a job along the way.
Yeah, you're the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah, and so like you're out there saying this isn't, you know, anything that anybody needs to be worried about. While I do kind of agree with that, coming from you, it just doesn't hold weight. It would be like Juwan Taylor saying, dude, you got to stop false starting, man. Like if Jalen Moore was out there, let's just say.
We got to stop these penalties.
Like if Juwan Taylor's in a meeting and raises his hand and goes, we got to stop these penalties after a game where he didn't have any and somebody, who the hell are you to tell me what we need to do? Who the hell is Tom Brady to be the moral compass on cheating in sports when he's the biggest known cheater of this generation in the NFL?
I think you're just here for the zip line. What? You ate your dinner super fast. Just go back to the zip line. I wasn't that hungry. Joey said you have a face of a clock. I never said that. I don't know, man. Like, I just feel like Tom, like, all he had to do was go to the booth. That's all he had
to do. That's all he had to do.
He didn't have to get involved. Because, like, even when he got involved with the Raiders, we're like, oh, well, that's fine. Like, future investment. I get it. What, you know, whatever. But it's like, dude, just go do one thing. Like, just go announce or go be part owner or go be GM or, like, you didn't see, I mean, Peyton did this, but, like, not really. Like, Peyton did TV and production work and commercials and, you know, does the Manning cast and that's really, like, all of it. Like, I think he might have done some, did he do any office work in Denver? Did the sheriff go check up in the upper? He didn't really do any of that, right?
I think what he did, he kind of walked around and went to practice and whatnot.
He'll give you the advice.
Like, he'll be there if you need me, but I'm not taking a full-time job. No, that was Elway's gig.
Yeah, and then, like, you have, like, and then you have, you know, Tom in the booth with the coordinators and all that stuff. And you're like, that guy's going to be in the booth, but with, you know, a different guy broadcasting a game where he's going to be in a meeting with that team that he's watching today. It's like, that's the sort of stuff where you're like, yeah, what he's doing is legal now. But, like, what the Patriots were doing was legal. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, actually, they had this guy dressed up like Mr. Potato Head, and he was recording the practice and giving them the videos. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay. They didn't need to do that because their defense was already top 10, but they had to get an extra step into cheating so they could actually do a little bit more of an advantage where it's like, Tom, you're a broadcaster and you're an owner. You don't need to be calling Brian Kelly or whoever Kelly's up there. You don't need to be I mean, what are we doing? So I just think there's – it's the same thing to me where it's like, Otani wasn't involved with anything when it came to gambling. Bull crap. Like, I know when my check hits my bank account. I know for a fact they knew when $3.5 million was wired to a random account. Like, come on,
I know
man.
When $5 leaves my bank account. But I will say this, and I got to hear it from the current coaches in the NFL. In a league that is paranoid the way that these people are paranoid, where we're not going to let media videotape practice because, God forbid, you should get a shot of somebody catching a ball or stretching or doing something like that. In a league that is so paranoid-based, we have not heard one coach say this is a big deal or, you know, the NFL has said it's up to the coaches to do what they want to do. Nobody's banning him from their facilities and whatnot.
What
so,
if the Raiders were good?
It doesn't matter to me. Yeah, no, I don't care.
That's a text that we got a couple times. I just wondering.
Yeah,
about
no, it doesn't matter either way to me. Like, I need the coaches to say this offseason, we're not doing it anymore or put the kibosh on this because they're the ones that are ultimately.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Affected. Nobody else really is. And if these paranoid coaches are letting Tom Brady around, then it must not be that big a deal. But I don't need to hear Tom Brady tell me it's not that big a deal because you're a known cheater, man. It's like Pete Rose saying, don't gamble.
You know, you really shouldn't smoke. They'll kill you.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.